Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I believe I'm on the channel. So, the Word of God, this verse came to me a while ago as I read it, and it struck me with the First John, chapter 4, verse 10. Getting into the passion. He says, if someone says they love God, hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God who has not seen? All the other things that I have, thank you, sir. Thought about this particular verse, and said, love God, follow Jesus. And they hate someone for their fear or gender or sexuality. And to me, that's an oxymoron. It should be happening on those kinds of Christians. I believe that this is being put to the test right now, as it always has been during times of crisis. I do remember when I first came out of France, you know, before the profession of France was not in the news. I also held the belief that because of all the chivalry of women, whether or not, whether they are different, whether they agree politically or not, whether they culture and the customs worship God in a different way. We love our brother and sister, no matter what. Now, with all these protests and everything, you know, we are still to love our brother and sister. We don't love their actions. Some of the actions that are going on. I don't know all the violence and looting and all that. I'm talking about that. But that puts me to love people. There will be policemen. Because they would die there as them too. They're an example of God. Jesus will do it to us. That would tell him, like, this is the same. One of the things that we've seen in political front, and it's nobody seems that nobody will want to talk about. Nobody wants to talk to. I don't hate anybody because they have a different point of view. They're entitled to that point of view. But I do believe that people be taught to find ways to resolve the issues that we have. This person has a good point of view. Silence is a good instinct. I'm the one that believes that different points of view to bring different solutions. Someone may have something, an idea about something that I never thought of. It's just like we're going to come together as a group. You know, everybody can come to certain tests, or to institute their jobs, you know, different issues, different concerns. But which are welcome in society. In other words, you know, Harvard got you. You know, God affects people with different traits. You know, we're, as I say, we're not all formed. What I mean by that is, you know, we express our love, you know, our devotion to God in different traits. And I appreciate it. The Lord in Himself, verse 20 of 1 John 4, verse 20, for he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? I think that's pretty self-explanatory. You know, none of us are thinking of that for ourselves. We recently celebrated his. He was celebrated his Easter, Good Friday, celebrated Monday, died on the cross, he was buried, 3 days, raised from the dead. He celebrated Ascension, ties his apostles with the Holy Spirit. And he got back into the world, through the century, the Holy Spirit. And we don't know, we don't know how God acts. We don't know how God works. God works in each person, right, whether it's however he sees fit. I'm in a position to love those who do not think low. I have to be personally of my agenda and clear. I don't see anybody get hurt or press to the police. I don't see anybody get hurt. Because, you know, we all have found that they have families. They have livelihoods. They have sons. We love God. Much love to your brother all. That he loves that us will be fully closer. It's back to the first part. I have to say, love God, worship Jesus, and if you hate somebody, if they're a different race, a different gender, may not like us, pray for those, feel abandoned, and you know, pray for those who need encouragement. Pray for the people they struggle with. Their own lives are shown, or have seen it demonstrated. And this is that's what I like to read. Love God, yes. But love your neighbor, too. Love your fellow man, your fellow woman.